We're getting ready to have a conversation about Chicago and the dating situation. Recently, a study by Marie Claire magazine said that Chicago was one of the worst places for dating. It was because most of the men in the city really were not looking for committed relationships. That most men, because there were so many women in Chicago and so many single women in Chicago, why settle for any one particular woman? So tonight I thought I would bring in studio a great group of people and we would sit down and have the debate about being single in the city. So I'm going to introduce my first guest, who's Elizabeth Overstreet. She's a book author, relationship expert, and life coach, and she was on the show with us a couple of weeks ago, and her book is The Relationship Investigator's Fast Guide to Successful Dating. Welcome back, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hey.
Hello, dear. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
Thank you, my dear. It's a pleasure to have you here. And it was so funny. You and I were talking about this, and I said, you know, I agree. I kind of think Chicago has some issues when it comes to dating and relationships. And you and I were talking about traveling to other places, and you'll meet people, and they seem to be, you know, in loving and wonderful relationships. And I don't know. I really don't know. And so you've actually come up with some great numbers to talk about, you know, what we're facing here in the city of Chicago. And so I'm excited to have you on this evening. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and the information that you found out, and then I'll introduce our other guests on the panel.
So, Art, I was reading some of these articles about the best cities to date, and we are ranked at the bottom.
Really?
And, yeah. And the sad thing about it is that when I go to other cities, because I get to travel a lot with what I do, I feel the love. When I go to the South, I feel the love. The men are trying to help me with my bag on the plane, opening doors. They're more assertive.
Sure.
Then when I go east, the guys there are, you know, kind of looking and open to talking to you,
mm-hmm.
and interacting with you. But then when I come back home, it's hard to get guys to talk to you.
Well, I agree with you. And the funniest thing is, I said, not many talk show hosts can agree with a female guest about it. But I do find it to be very strange and weird here as well, too, because no matter where I've traveled, I've met great people, could have had longstanding relationships. But because of my ties to Chicago, I've had to say, you know what, I don't want to do the long distance thing or whatever the case may be. But I agree with you. And I thought maybe, I said, well, maybe it's my preference kind of thing, but no, it's across the board.
It's universal.
Interesting.